stay with it and continue to grow as a team and get better in some areas, which we will. And like I said, we've done a lot of winning. These guys know how to win. It just hasn't happened at this point, but it will at some point. And yeah, and then we'll just continue. Once you get, it's like anything, once you get that first goal and the second one, and once you get that first win, then you have the opportunity to start rolling. So, yes.
Coach, you may have already answered this question, but it sure seems that the refs are overdoing the penalty calling. Is this intended? And if it is the case, the sport is not going to be as much fun to watch or listen to. It's going to destroy the game. I've stopped watching or listening to other sports where this has happened.
I think this is just an aberration right now. I think the referees are trying to figure out what they're supposed to call, what they're not supposed to call, and the teams have to figure it out too. So I think once we get by 2 to 4 weeks here, I think you'll see things sort of settle down as far as the number of penalties going. You look around college hockey and some of the games, and there's not that many penalties called. So I think, like I said, the referee in chief, whoever's head of the referees in each league, obviously, will watch the games. I think he should look at all penalties being called, and then a lot of feedback onto these guys and sort of get some instruction. But you've got to have a feel for the game. Again, you have to understand what's going on, what the situation is. Is it really a penalty? You know, anyway, and I think sometimes that even you can break that down to the individual referee or pair and how they're calling it.
Next question, can you tell us what color jersey we might be wearing this weekend?
Wow, that's a good question. I haven't even thought about what color jersey. I've got enough issues right now on the plate, like trying to figure out the power play still and what to do today in practice and how to break the week up. I mean, more so than anything else right now. But what we usually do on that, and I'll ask the captains, especially the seniors and seniors and the captains, I mean, what do you want to wear tonight? If it helps them, if it spurs them on, if it gives them a little extra jump, then I think I'm all for whatever color they want to wear. So we've had three choices at home, which will be nice.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back with more. We'll preview the John Scott weekend coming up against Huntsville as we continue on with the Mel Pearson Show.
Get there early. Put on a hoodie. Put on a jersey over it. Put on face paint. Take a selfie. Get caught taking a selfie. Set up the tent. Set up the flag. Set up the grill. Turn on the pregame show. Turn on some music. Get out the football. Get out the cooler. Get out the ice. Get out the Bud Light. Fill the cooler with Bud Light. Tailgate. NFL fans know the drill, and it doesn't work without Bud Light, the only beer that loves football as much as you do. Bud Light, raise one to right now. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
In sports, movement is a force to be reckoned with. Your feet fuel that force. At Northern Foot Care Center, Dr. Remingun knows how to treat athletes, getting them back in action sooner. When your feet feel good, performance increases. Games are won and records are crushed. You want answers? We have them. Technology cutting edge. Experience over 28 years. Results game changing. Pro sports teams have the best foot and ankle experts. Now you have one. Call 482-9950 or click northernfootcare.com.
Steph from the Wickley Agency. From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all of the monsters under her bed, and to support her and all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what. Do you have the life insurance your family needs? Give us a call at 482-1140 or stop by the Wickley Agency in Hancock.
Hey there, Husky fans. This is Sully from the Campus Store. The Michigan Tech Campus Store is located in the Memorial Union Building on the Michigan Tech Campus. And University Images is located in the Student Development Complex at the top of McGinnis Drive. They are your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs. Plus, you can ship your packages directly from either store for out-of-town friends and family. Stop by the Michigan Tech Campus Store and University Images, where the public is always welcome. Or shop online at bookstore.mtu.edu for all your Michigan Tech Huskies apparel and souvenirs.
All right, running out of time here. Thanks for all your questions, by the way. Great questions today. We'll do it again next week. But we want to remind people there is a Blue Line Luncheon at noon on Friday, and that'll be at the SDC. And we're hoping John Scott will be able to be there, but he will for sure be there on Friday night, as it will be John Scott night, and I can't wait to see John again.
Well, it's fantastic. And like I said, John's coming up. He's scheduled to be at the Blue Line Luncheon and just talk hockey and just a little bit about his career and his time at Tech. And I'm sure he'll answer questions how he felt about playing the NHL All-Star game and being the MVP of that game. I mean, what a great honor for John and his family, and you know, obviously Michigan Tech to have someone to get that award is phenomenal. I mean, I don't know if we'll ever see it again. I hope we do, but it's quite an honor. So, yeah, John will be at the game Friday night. I know we have I've seen the posters, and like I've said before, I think last week, I mean, come on, I'd come to the game just to get one of these posters because they're unique and you're never going to find anything like it again. And we have, I think, about 1,000 posters at least they're giving out on Friday night. So get there early. John will be there, and I'm sure he'll be happy to – he'll have a little bit of a signing period. I don't know at one point in the game it's going to be, but we'll try and get that on our website and let everybody know when he's going to be available to sign those posters. 1,000 posters, that could take a while, Dirk. But
yeah.
But no, he's going to be there. He's going to drop the puck. We'll also have the McNaughton Cup with us in attendance. So anyone who didn't get the opportunity to see that last year or wants to take pictures with it, we'll have that available. And then Saturday night we'll have a t-shirt, just a commemorative t-shirt signifying our WCHA championship last night. It's awesome. I mean, Cal Larson did a great job designing it with McNaughton Cup on the front and season schedule on the back. So we got 1,000 of those t-shirts that are somewhere in there that we're giving out on Saturday. So great promotions. I know you know, we get some couple little things going on in town, but come to the games on Friday and Saturday night, and we need your support too. I think it's one thing I've noticed when you go into these buildings on the road and the hostile environments, and it's almost like they have another player on the ice. And that's one thing we've been really good at here, and our fans have, is giving us that seventh man, as we've referred to it. And it's really important. I know it really energizes your players, and we need some positive energy. And I think our fans will do a good job in providing with us and cheering the team on. And like I said, they really feed off our fans. So it's a great weekend of hockey and some great promotions.
And Coach Corbett has his team playing well. I know they stubbed their toe this weekend at Connecticut, but you know, two wins in at Ferris State a couple of weeks ago. And that's a tough place to win.
Well, a tough place to play, and they didn't give up any goals on that weekend. They played really well defensively. Now, this weekend's a little bit different, but it's, you know, second trip for them in 2 weeks, and they're coming up here. And regardless of who we're playing, whether it's Huntsville or Minnesota or whoever might be at home this weekend, we have to be ready to play. We have to take our game to them, and we have to make sure that we shore up a couple areas, and we'll continue to work on this week. But these are important points. Like we talk about, Dirk, we've got to put ourselves in a position to sweep at home. That's what you want to do during the regular season, is sweep at home, take your chances on the road. So we have to take advantage. And the thing is, we've got to learn how to play on home ice. We haven't had any home ice games, so that's part of the growing too, is learning again all over how to play and how to take advantage of home ice.
I was surprised, going back to the Minnesota State Series, they dropped the banner. I know you didn't see it probably, but it was very... it wasn't a very ceremonious occasion the way they did it. I thought they were going to bring the cup on the ice. They didn't do that either, at least not that I saw.
No, I don't think they did. But they had a round for different promotions around the rink and whatnot. So,
but what I want to tell you is that I got a compliment on the McKinnis Student Ice Arena over the weekend from the Minnesota staff, saying that they appreciate that you can walk into the McKinnis and everybody can see the trophies.
Right.
They don't have them. We don't have them hid down in the coach's locker room or coach's room office or whatever. They really appreciate that. I thought that was you know, a good point. I guess I take it for granted that they're always right there that we can see them.
Well, exactly. And not all places do that. So a lot of them keep them down buried in their hockey offices or whatnot. So, you know, Dave Nordstrom, they do a great job in our rink and keeping it up. And we'll have the McNaughton obviously on display and get a chance to see it and take pictures with it. But like I said, I'm looking forward to this weekend of hockey. I'm looking forward to being at home. This is a good team. Our fans, I think, are really going to enjoy this team and how we play. And we just got to stay 5-on-5 and let everybody get in the game. And we'll do that. So we'll continue to understand how we need to play. But I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great week and a great weekend of Michigan Tech hockey, Dirk.
Thanks a lot, Coach. We appreciate it. That is the Mel Pearson Show. And again, don't forget about the Blue Line Luncheon at noon over at the John McKinnis Student Ice Arena on Friday. Noon for Friday. And we're hoping John Scott will be there. He certainly will be there on Friday night. And get your tickets. Call the Central Ticket Office at 487-2073 or go to buyhuskiestickets.com or stop by the Central Ticket Office up at the SDC.